From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Investment, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, encouraged the existence of a new economic development center in Banten province. This was stated by Minister Bahlil Lahadalia in a written statement in Jakarta on Sunday. Lebak Regency has a land area of 3,000 hectares in the Chileles industrial area, which is clean and clear, so it is ready to be developed to attract investors. The area is located 300 meters from the planned Chileles toll gate and 6 kilometers from the planned Bojong toll gate. He also revealed that his side does not only have the obligation to facilitate investors who want to do business in Indonesia, but also encourage infrastructures and investment support facilities. The number of industrial estates in Indonesia will increase not only options for investors, but also Indonesia's competitiveness compared to other countries. Minister of Home Affairs Muhammad Tito Karnavian called for domestic tourists to travel to Lagoy, Bintan Regency, Riau Island, amid fewer foreign tourists visit to the area due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. He remarked that this international standard tourism area is very comfortable for domestic tourists to visit. There are many tourism options ranging from marine tours, trekking to golfing. This was expressed by Minister Tito Karnavian when visiting Lagoy on Sunday. He affirmed that Lagoy is currently quiet from foreign tourist visit, even though so far the region has rallied heavily on foreign tourist visit from Singapore and Malaysia. Minister Tito added that both countries have not allowed their citizens to travel between countries following the spike in the COVID-19 cases. He hopes that there will be an application of a travel bubble between Singapore and the Riau Island. The most likely is Singapore and Lagoy. A member of Commission 4 of the House of Representatives DPR in charge of the environment, Daniel Johan, asked for the executive to immediately respond firmly to Japan's plan to dispose of nuclear waste into the sea. Daniel, through a written statement in Jakarta on Sunday, emphasized that this dangerous act must be responded seriously by the government by immediately sending a protest note of objection. The Japanese government has approved a plan to dispose of more than 1 million tons of wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant PLGN into the sea. This has received strong criticism from various parties, even any rejection from the Japanese fishermen themselves. A number of countries have criticized Japan's plan, as shown by China and South Korea. If the Japanese plan is carried out, Daniel worries that fish and other living things will be contaminated with nuclear waste and endanger society. Let's move on to the international news. The Taliban on Monday declared a three-day ceasefire across Afghanistan to mark this week's Eid al-Fitr holiday, just 2 days after being blamed for killing more than 50 people, mostly young girls, in a bomb attack outside a school in Kabul. The ceasefire's offer comes as the United States continues to pull out its last 2,500 troops from the violence-wracked country, despite faltering peace efforts between the Taliban and Afghan government to end a decades-long war. Mujahideen of the Islamic Emirates are instructed to halt all offensive operations against the enemy countrywide from the first till the third day of Eid al-Fitri. But if the enemy conducts any assault or attack during these days, stand ready to robustly protect and defend. World Athletics Chief Sebastian Coe said on Sunday he believes the coronavirus-postponed Tokyo Olympics can be a beacon of hope and optimism, despite infection surging in Japan and other countries. A virus state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of Japan was extended on Friday, less than 3 months before the Games are due to begin. The emergency measures come as Olympic organizers struggle to win over a skeptical Japanese public who fear the Games could spread infections despite a ban on overseas fans and possibly domestic spectators too. But Coe, speaking at an athletic test event held behind closed doors at Tokyo's Olympic Stadium, said he believes the Games can have a profound impact on the world and move to reassure the Japanese public that they take those concerns very seriously. Dubai's long-haul carriers Emirates will begin shipping aid from the World Health Organization and other groups into India for free to help fight a crushing outbreak of the coronavirus, the airline said on Sunday. The offer by Emirates, which has some 95 flights weekly to 9 cities in India, initially involves aid already in Dubai but may expand across the carriers' networks as time goes on. That could mean major savings for aid groups, our air freight costs have skyrocketed amid the pandemic. Israel vowed on Sunday to restore order in Jerusalem after hundreds of Palestinian protesters were wounded in weekend clashes with Israeli security forces as a key court hearing on a flashpoint property dispute was postponed. The area around the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque has been several nights of violence, the worst since 2017, fueled by a years-long bid by Jewish settlers to take over nearby Palestinian homes in Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem. Israeli police again faced off against mostly young Palestinians at several locations in East Jerusalem late on Sunday. The Palestinian Red Crescent reported a total of 7 injuries from Damascus Gate and Sheikh Jarrah, including 4 hospitalization. That was the news.
Thank you.
Today in History starts with the event on May 10, 1922, the birth of Rosihan Anwar. Rosihan Anwar, born in Kubang Nandua, Solok, West Sumatra, May 10, 1922, is a prominent Indonesian journalist, historian, writer, and humanist. He was very productive in writing. Rosihan Anwar's name is legendary in the world of journalism. His name is also known in the world of culture and literature. The nickname "A Footnote of History" was once attached to his figure. His journalism career started when he was 20 years old. Until his death, no less than 20 book titles and hundreds of articles of his work had colored Indonesian newspapers and magazines and even foreign publications. Rosihan started his journalistic career as a reporter for Asia Raya during the Japanese occupation in 1943 until he became the editor-in-chief of Siasat from 1947 until 1957 and Pedoman from 1948 until 1961. He, along with Usmar Ismail, had also been involved in the film world by establishing the National Film Company, or Perfini, in 1950. Next event is that in 1940, Germany invaded the Netherlands. The Battle of the Netherlands was part of the German invasion of Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and France during World War II. This battle took place on 10th of May to 14th of May 1940, when the main Dutch troops surrendered. This battle led to the victory of Germany and the destruction of Rotterdam City by bombs. The last event is that in 1994, Mandela was inaugurated as president. Nelson Mandela is a fighter for justice. He spent much of his life from prison to prison. However, with his strong fighting spirit, on May 10, 1994, Mandela was sworn in as the first black president of South Africa. After taking office, Mandela established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate human rights violations during the apartheid period. He also carried out a number of initiatives with the aim of improving the standard of living of black South Africans. In 1996, Mandela supervised the enactment of South Africa's new constitution before stepping down from politics in 1999 at the age of 80. Although no longer president, Mandela remained involved in efforts to create peace and social justice around the world until his death in December 2013. Listener, that's today in history.
I know life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No,
no. talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I brag and put on a show.
You could say I brag and put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up, shut up and go. Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
Of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government's efforts to keep increasing various export commodities are beginning to show some results. One of them is the export of ornamental plants and vegetable seeds. When releasing these commodity exports from Bogor, West Java last Thursday, Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto appreciated the hard work of the Ministry of Agriculture, which continues to encourage increased export of agricultural products, including ornamental plants. He hopes that this achievement will be maintained and continuously improved by facilitating the export process. Minister Erlangga further stated that the ornamental plants have large market share. He also remarked that Indonesia should not lose opportunities to other countries that export similar products, such as the Netherlands. He perceived that if the Netherlands can export a large scale of the ornamental plants, so can Indonesia. Moreover, Indonesia has Bogor City and its surroundings, which have a very supportive climate. The export value of Indonesian ornamental plants, according to the records of the Central Statistics Agency BPS, per year, from 2017 to 2020, averaged $20 million. These conditions provide opportunities for domestic entrepreneurs, because the potential for developing tropical ornamental plants in Indonesia is very high. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yassin Limpo expressed his gratitude and appreciation to the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs for his support and attention so far in the agricultural sector. Minister Syahrul also stated that throughout 2020, the export of Indonesian ornamental plants reached 53 billion rupiah, with the destination countries of the Netherlands, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, Thailand, Germany, England, and Singapore. He added that until April 2021, the volume of ornamental plants exported reached 8.5 million stems, or the equivalent of 22.6 billion rupiah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
RRI Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Nirup Island is located in the southwest of Batam Island in Riau Province. In some areas of the coastal area, mangrove forests grow quite densely, and some areas are also grown with dense tropical trees that become the habitats for wildlife, such as monkeys, lizards, and seabirds. Nirup Island also has a fairly long coastline with natural sand, making this island very appropriate to carry out various beach sports activities, such as beach volleyball and beach soccer. With such island topography, visitors can camp and spend the night on this island. If they want to do snorkeling, Nirup Island can also be a favorite place for them. Coral reefs grow well here, and so do the marine habitats where colorful fish and other marine creatures live. Nirup Island is actually located in bay-like waters, where in the northern part it is adjacent to Pukan Island. Because it is flanked by a cluster of islands, the waves and winds that hit the island are relatively calm. So it doesn't endanger visitors who want to swim or do other activities. From the west part of Nirup Island, they can freely see Pamping Island, which is inhabited by several fishing families. Nirup Island from Batam City, visitors have to go to the ferry port at Sekupang. From there, they have to take a boat to the Belakang Padang district. The price of boat ticket is around 10,000 rupiah per person for one way. From Belakang Padang, they can continue their journey by renting a boat to Nirup Island. The boat rental price can be bargained with the boatman. From Belakang Padang to Nirup, it takes about 20 minutes. Before going to Nirup Island, visitors have to bring their own food supplies because there are no restaurants on this island. If they want to stay overnight, there are no hotels here, but they can set up tents near the beach. In addition, they also have to bring camping supplies. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Seringkali aku terbawa suasana, pertunjukan sifat seorang manusia. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Apakah Anda Pernah Berobat Di Sini? Which means, have you ever got medical treatment here before? This dialogue is between Kevin and the clinic staff. The registration staff welcomes Kevin. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat pagi. Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya?
Iya, pernah, Bu.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Pernah, pernah, which means have. Berobat, berobat, which means get medical treatment. Di sini, which means here. Sebelumnya, sebelumnya, which means before. Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Which means, have you ever got medical treatment here before? Apakah Anda pernah sakit tifus? Apakah Anda pernah sakit tifus? Which means, have you ever got typhoid? Pernah, pernah, which means, yes, I have. Apakah Anda pernah dioperasi? Apakah Anda pernah dioperasi? Which means, have you ever had operation? Belum pernah, belum pernah. Which means, no, I haven't. Saya pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya. Saya pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya. Which means, I have got medical treatment here before. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Which means, have you ever got medical treatment here before? In the question, there is the word pernah. Pernah, which means have. It is used when someone has experienced or done something. To ask someone if he or she has done something or not, you can use the expression, apakah Anda pernah? Apakah Anda pernah, which means have you ever? For example, apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya? Which means have you ever got medical treatment here before? Let's listen to the other examples of asking and giving information on an activity that has been done. Apakah Anda pernah sakit tifus? Apakah Anda pernah sakit tifus? Which means, have you ever got typhoid? Pernah, pernah, which means, yes, I have. Apakah Anda pernah dioperasi? Apakah Anda pernah dioperasi? Which means, have you ever had an operation? Belum pernah, belum pernah, which means, no, I haven't. Saya pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya. Saya pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya. Which means, I have got medical treatment here before. Oh, baik. Oh, baik, which means, oh, alright. Listener, before we end today's program, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Selamat pagi. Apakah Anda pernah berobat di sini sebelumnya?
Iya, pernah, Bu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Sayangku, tercurahkan semua. hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mata hatimu mengarah, please baby jangan marah-marah. Cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm Rahma. I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Hanya Satu or Only One by Betaria Sonata. The keroncong song by Betaria Sonata is included in the album of 10 keroncong singers. The song composed by B.J. Budiman tells about the feeling of love and longing for one person, the only one. She hopes to meet him just to say a word. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong song by Betaria Sonata entitled Hanya Satu.
Thank you.
sepatah yang kan ku sampaikan padanya. Oh, hanya satu, satu di hatiku.
Indonesia.
There will always be.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Harus siap, belajar mama. Dan selalu mengucap syukur apa yang Tuhan kasih di kakak. Ya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Musik.
saat ini. Ku cinta untuk memberi.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.